Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so here we are on page 2. Volume 12, 117, 21. Now I, Jesus, want to tell you, Louisa, why I asked for your fiat, for your yes in my holy divine will. And so Jesus is going to explain to us the same thing, why he wanted our yes, why he wanted our fiat. He says, I want the prayer which I taught the Our Father, the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, fiat voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. This prayer for so many centuries, of so many generations, to have its fulfillment and completion. So this is what's happening is God has chosen us to live at this time, predestined us to live at this time, to fulfill the Our Father. This is why I wanted another yes in my will, another fiat containing the same creative power that the fiat lux had when God said, let there be light, and everything came into existence. The same divine power that was in redemption, when Our Lady said, fiat mihi, and God became man. The same creative power now is with the fiat voluntas tua. And when we say fiat, divine things happen. Now, as you enter into this gift, the more that you pray the fiat, the more that you give your fiat, the more miraculous the things that occur around you. So, he says this, I want the fiat that rises every instant. See, we're not trapped in time and space. The saints are trapped in time and space. Now, you have to remember, when Our Lady appeared in Our Lady of Revelation to Bruno in Rome, Italy, in 1947. Oh, and another thing, this is kind of interesting. Tonight, or this morning, I should say, the moon was closest to the earth since 1948. And so, just think about this. This is what happened in 1948. Basically, Israel became a nation in 1947. So, you see very clearly something is happening right now. And 2 days ago was the 40th day after September 23rd. And 40 means, you know, basically getting everything ready. So think about this. I want the fiat that rises at every instant. See, we're not trapped in time and space. This is why bilocation is the gift that God gives with the divine will. You can actually be, if you want, in Bethlehem when Jesus was born. There's no time or space in the divine will. You can actually be at Golgotha in the divine will. See, this is the thing that's going to astonish you. See, the saints are trapped in time and space. So the highest degree that they could obtain in prayer was contemplative prayer. And Jesus is saying, no, I want more than that. And so what Jesus does is he takes us to wherever we want to be. That's why the three powers that God gave to us was our intellect, and Jesus wants us to think with his understanding, not our understanding. So we have to surrender our intellect to Jesus, and this is why to learn from the church, like Humani Vitae. Humani Vitae was about human life. What is so important about this? And now, if we had listened to Paul the VI back in 1968-69, we would now be living in the divine will. Because Jesus would say, now that you understand how to live human life, I'm going to show you how to live divine life. So, contraception says to God, you have no part of my life. I'm in charge. And God says, fine. And this is the reason why there's an invasion in Europe at this point. There's no people to take care of the factories. So the German government thinks, and it's all political, the German government thinks we'll bring in people from other countries who will then work in our factories. wrong. It doesn't work like that. It's not going to work like that. They're not there to take over your factories. That was a plan that even Gaddafi said, we are going to invade Europe. And so now they're letting people in to conquer them. This is a war we're in, but it's more than just, you know, the war that we see on the battlefield. It's the war over the church. It's the war over the devil. The devil is going to lose. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is going to occur. And Jesus says, I want that fiat with that rises at every instant. So we enter into this bivocation of the divine will. We enter into, we really can be with Jesus. This is not pious thought. And those that have experienced this can tell you honestly, it's not a pious thought. It's an actuality that occurs. Time or space ceases. You enter into eternity. So what did Our Lady say to Bruno in 1947? She says, time has now come to an end. It's not, it's going to come to an end. She says, it's come to an end. She says, now my children, she says, are going to enter into eternity where they belong. And the devil and his children will always be trapped in time and space. Okay, what happens in time and space? Can you imagine what our bodies are going to look like 1,000 years from now in time and space? That's not for us. We're supposed to be in the glorified state, the preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality. To enter into the life that no saint has ever experienced. And that's why Jesus says, I want the fiat that rises at every instant. In you and in me who are linked to Louisa. It multiplies in everyone. See that, like I'm saying, when you do your acts and your rounds in the divine will, what happens at that point is everyone is being prepared to live in the divine will. I, God, Jesus says, want in one soul, Louisa, my own fiat, which ascends to my throne and by its creative power brings upon earth the life of the fiat on earth as it is in heaven. This is Louisa. This is why get to know Louisa. Get to know this newborn, this firstborn. Get to read her 2,200 titles that Jesus gives to her. I mean, this is astonishing. Now, there will be many people that won't want to listen to it, and that's okay. Like Jesus said, it's not yet known. He says it's a divine decree, as creation was a divine decree. Nobody knew about that, and God did it on his own. Redemption took place, and it was only Our Lady that knew about it. Joseph didn't even know about in the incarnation. And then, little by little, when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, the 12 apostles knew about it. Then the 120 knew about it when Jesus ascended. And then 3,000 knew about it on Pentecost Sunday. So it's expanding. We know about this. I can tell you honestly, when I first heard about this, all I heard was people talking about Louisa and the divine will. They understood that the kingdom was coming. It was only 10 years later when I got the papers, and basically it was just mimeograph sheets. You remember how they smelled? They were really... It was the mimeograph sheets that we had. And now we have the books. I remember when we didn't have volume 20 through volume 36. It was impossible. I remember I talked to one priest. I said, have you read Louisa? He says, I read all her books. I said, you read all her books? He goes, all of them. All 36 you read? All 36. And that was before they even came out of the Vatican. I said, well, that's great. But he has nothing to do with Louisa, because he knows all about it. He's read it all before they were released. So you're going to find people that don't want this. And again, you say, God bless you. You know, God is going to show you sooner or later. And he says to Louisa, you're going to receive the divine will through his mercy or through his justice. But it's going to happen on earth. So what is Jesus saying about us? I want the fia voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven in Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. I want another yes, fiat, containing the creative power of God. I want the fiat that rises every instant, that multiplies it everyone. I want one soul, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, with the fiat, God's own fiat, which ascends to the throne of God by its creative power, that, again, we possess this and brings upon earth the life of the theophil and testu on earth as it is in heaven. We possess this. We don't know how to use it. But Jesus says, it's within you, and I want to bring it to life. This is why the human has to disappear. And he's saying, I really want you to always be one with me, always with your fiat. Volume 12, 124, 21. My daughter, the first fiat was pronounced in creation with no intervention of souls. The second fiat was pronounced in redemption, and I wanted the intervention of a creature, and I chose my mother Mary for the completion of the second fiat. Now, for the fulfillment of both creation and redemption, I want to pronounce the third fiat. I, God, want to pronounce it through you, Louisa. I, God, have chosen you, Louisa, for the fulfillment of the third fiat. This third fiat, and now we're linked to Louisa. This third fiat shall bring to completion the glory and the honor of the fiat of creation, that shall be the confirmation of the development of the fruits of the fiat of redemption. And these three fiats shall conceal the most holy Trinity on earth. And I, God, shall have the fiat voluntas to on earth as it is in heaven. So that's what God's doing. So that one line there is very important. He says very clearly, I shall conceal the most holy Trinity on earth. This is wonderful. You have the Holy Trinity in heaven, and now the Holy Trinity is on earth. How can this be? Now, he explains this later in Volume 17. There's a couple places, but the best place is Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. He says very clearly that under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of Mary. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit is Louisa, and the soul is linked to Louisa. That's why the image of Louisa with the Holy Spirit up here is so important. When you see Louisa, you have to begin to understand the Holy Spirit. Remember what Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will reveal to you all truths. This is what Jesus taught Louisa in the Book of Heaven. Jesus, the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything that I have said. That's the Book of Heaven. You have to understand, a lot of people will fight this as they fought Jesus when he was here to redeem the earth, redeem mankind. And who killed Jesus was the chief of priests and the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the religious. Again, Jesus is going to test us. I've talked to people about the divine will, and they were really on fire. Then they went to talk to their priest, and they came back and said, I can't have anything to do with this. This is demonic. Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye. You know, you'll be back later. I heard one person say to me, I'm never going to read until EWTN says you can read this. Well, I know the people at EWTN. I was down there with Father Bucci, who talked to everybody at EWTN, and they made a decision. We don't want a servant of God approved by the church. So be it. Well, EWTN said it. Well, that's not the church. That's EWTN. Only when the Pope says that we can go to Louisa, well, I believe it. No, you won't even believe it then. See, Jesus is looking for fiat. I find the souls, when you present the divine will to them and they say fiat, they skyrocket into heaven with this great gift. And then I find souls that say, nope, God, that's where they stay. They're sticks in the mud. They can't go anywhere. Jesus is looking for fiat. This is why the souls who do not have a contraceptive mentality embrace the divine will. those that have a contraceptive mentality are sticks in the mud. No, not going to do it. I'm in charge of my life. God has nothing to do with me. God says, fine. See, to live in the fiat is to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. And that's what God is asking of us. Do you want this gift? Do you want what Jesus wants? And when we say yes, God goes, hang on to your hat, here we go. I mean, look at this. He brought us up to this palace. This is really astonishing. Volume 12, 124-21. My daughter, Louisa. Oh, I retarded that. Okay, here it is right here. These three fiat shall be inseparable. Each one shall be life of the other. They shall be one and triune. See, this is... but distinct among themselves. You see, it's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. My love wants it. My glory demands it. Having unleashed the first two fiats from the womb of my creative power, it now wants to unleash the third fiat because my love can no longer contain it. And this, in order to complete the works which came from me, God, otherwise the work of creation and redemption would be incomplete. Now, I'm a member of Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, the work of the holy angels. When you begin to understand, this is astonishing. The most powerful angels are bound. They're bound. They're not released yet. And one of the things that I learned a long time ago was we haven't seen anything yet. When these angels are released, this is in the book of Revelation. When these angels are released, which is happening, and we're going to see this happen, each angel is more powerful than all the nuclear weapons combined. One angel. And there's thousands of these guys. The face of the earth is going to be transformed. What's coming is going to... heaven is coming to earth. Okay, what is heaven? In heaven, nothing is inanimate. Everything is living. As if we were in heaven right now, the floor would be living, the chairs would be living, the air would be living, the light would be living, everything around us would be alive. The colors in heaven, there are multitude of colors that we haven't even seen yet. It's the smells of heaven, the tastes of heaven. Jesus says, I gave the senses to man so that man can experience God. That's heaven. It's participating in God. We haven't seen anything yet. I mean, I remember I was talking to this one person who said that they loved sunsets. Oh, there's nothing more beautiful in the earth than sunsets. I said, well, what's coming is the kingdom, which is make this will look like black and white. And he said, oh, no, nothing. Nothing will ever be as beautiful as a sunset. And I go, look at him, what is wrong with you? You know, I mean, heaven goes light years beyond what you can even think. What's coming is so magnificent. What's coming is so beautiful. What's coming is so holy. We are going to participate in God. Now, this is what Jesus says with the children of the divine will. The children of the divine will, the saints, are like a halo of stars around the sun. The sun is God. Now, the saints, the good, holy, saintly people that we admire, love, are going to be like a halo of stars around the sun. The little children of the holy divine will are going to enter into the sun and participate in God. That's the drop of water that's put into the chalice that the priest says every day. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. What's coming? This is why I thank God that we are alive at this time. I praise God that we have the book of heaven. As you read this, Jesus is expanding our capacity to understand who he is. Okay, St. Thomas Aquinas, when he wrote the Summa, he didn't even finish the third part. He just threw it down and said, what I've written is mere straw. This is what all the seminarians are taught, the Summa. To begin to understand God, begin to understand the beauty, the love, the power, the strength, the glory of God. I think he got a glimpse of the book of heaven and says, why bother? With the book of heaven, Jesus is speaking. That's not coming from my mind, from my understanding. Can you imagine what God... And we have this in our hands. This third fiat, he says, is going to complete the work of creation and redemption. This is unbelievable what God is doing. Volume 12, 2, 8, 21. My daughter Louisa, when the creature rages more and more in evil. That's where we are today. That's where you're going to see great violence, great hate. They said the martyrdom of the church will be even greater at the end, greater than at the beginning. This is where mankind is. It's nothing to fear, Jesus says to Louisa and to the children linked to Louisa. Let them try to harm you. They will be fighting the fire of heaven. Those are the words of Jesus. Let them try to harm you. They will be fighting the fire of heaven. I know. Now we understand the fire of hell. The fire of heaven? Well, we can see this burning in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's the love of God. There's no way that evil can even conquer that, even get close to it. The creature rages more and more in evil. How many machinations of ruin they are preparing. They shall reach a point of exhausting evil itself. We're not there yet. It's going to exhaust evil itself. But while they are occupied, this is good, with the following their own way, I, God, shall be occupied with making the fiat voluntas tua have its completion and fulfillment, and my most holy divine will reign upon earth, but in a completely new way. Again, new, when you look at the word new, think God, in a completely God way. This is what's coming. This is why when you read, you're not even close to scratching the surface. You have to read this, and you have to study this, and as you get into this, he expands your capacity. And then when the divine will reigns, and it's coming, as you enter into it, it's infinite. It's the infinite love of God, the power of God, the strength of God, the glory of God that he has created for us to participate in. Why did he breathe in dirt? Why did he create dirt? So that dirt could be in God's image and likeness and participate in God. This is why creation, this is why redemption, and this is why sanctification must occur. You see what Jesus is doing? This is magnificent. This is, holy cow, and we're the ones that are alive for this. This is just unbelievable. He's going to do this in a completely new way. So, the souls that want the Latin Mass and want to go back to the 50s, that's not what God wants. The souls that want a new Mass, an ecumenical Mass, that's not what God wants. What does God want? He wants his divine will to reign in a brand new way that's never been seen by any of the saints. It's not to go back in time and to stay there. It's not to go ahead in a progressive way and stay there. It's to let Jesus reign in us in a completely new way. Never before seen. Like he says, he's going to renew the priesthood. The priesthood is going to be renewed in a new and powerful way, but Jesus says, the way I originally planned it. What did God do with the priesthood? Adam was a priest. What does this mean? No eye has seen, no ear has heard. I'm not going to even speculate what God is going to do, but he has got great plans for his children. It's a completely new way of living, of thinking, of loving, having. In Scripture, it says the children. And this is in Revelation. The children of the divine will will be called He Who Reigns. God is going to reign in us to such an extent that we're going to do what God does, or God is going to do what we do. It's not that we're God. That'll never happen. But Jesus, breathe in my breathing. You take a deep breath, that's God breathing in your breathing. It's not you. And it feels like me, yes, because God is letting you participate in this. He's doing it. He who reigns. That's in Book of Revelation. Why did Our Lady appear to Bruno as the Our Lady of Revelation? Great things are coming. Magnificent things are coming. Glorious things are coming. I really like, you know, these people who say, well, I don't believe that. You go, when you say to them, new things are coming, they're going to go, I don't believe that. Okay. God bless you. You know, I mean, God says to us, I'm going to do things in a completely new way. And what do? We go, fiat. Yes. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're God and you are great at what you do. I can't wait to see what you've got planned. Fiat. That's why when you're reading this and you go, well, I don't believe that, God says, fine, then it can't be for you. He's looking for our yes. This is what he's looking for. He says, I, God, as they're destroying everything, I, God, will be occupied with preparing the era of the third fiat in which my divine love shall show off in a marvelous and unheard of way. You know, this is going to be one heck of a roller coaster ride. A marvelous and an unheard of way. Saint Thomas Aquinas talks about the awe of God. To be in the awe of God for all eternity. What does that mean? Awe! Holy cow! This is unbelievable. That for all eternity, how beautiful you are, how holy you are, how perfect you are, how loving you are. You are God Almighty, holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. We're going to be in awe of God. We will have to adore Him and love Him and praise Him and thank Him and bless Him and worship Him. St. Teresa says the only free time that you can do that is now. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it's not to read a book. It's to adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God, truly worship God. And we say to our Holy Guardian Angel, teach me how to adore God. Teach me how to pray the way you pray. See, my love shall show off in a marvelous and unheard of way. Ah, yes, I, God, want to confuse man completely. Another word for confuse is overwhelm man completely in love. I want to overwhelm you with how much who I am. I am love. I am life. I am glory. I am divine. This is what he says. I want you to enter into this. Therefore, be attentive. What does that mean? Read. Don't go fall back on your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, and your sin. I want you, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, with me, God, in preparing this celestial and divine era of love. When we spoke to Father Bucci about Louisa, he says her eyes were beautiful. They were of heaven. You looked at her and you could almost see God, he says. God says, this is where I want you. I want you who are linked to Louisa with me, Jesus, and my Mother Mary, preparing the celestial and divine era of love for you, for your family, for your nation, for the world. This is what God is looking for. This is what God wants. We shall lend a hand to each other and shall work together. That's God's promise. You're not alone. Jesus is with you. Jesus wants this more than anything. Volume 12, 3, 2, 21. As you, Louisa, move forward on the path of my holy divine will, the rainbow of peace shall form, which shall form the link of connection between the divine will and the human will. Now, the rainbow has been taken over by a group, and the only problem is they didn't do it correctly. There's 7 colors to the rainbow, and they only want 6. The one color that they don't want is indigo, which symbolizes the Blessed Mother. So you can see the devil is working there. You can use a rainbow of peace because that's who you're called to be. And the evil one is using the rainbow, but it's a false flag. It's only 6 colors. So you can tell the difference between the true rainbow and the false rainbow. Jesus has a plan. And the evil one always tries, the flames of hell always try to mimic the light of heaven. It happens in our own lives. We see it all the time. This is why it's important to have a spiritual director. He can help you get through that. But the evil one always tries to mimic what God is doing. And that's why what we saw on September 23rd, the greatest sign in the history of the cosmos, the devil now has to do his sign. And when did God... This is God. He's so funny. He gives the greatest sign in the history of Revelation. I mean, from the book of Revelation. And nobody can see it because it's during the day. It's a star. It's in the sky, in the stars, but it's during the day. So what he's doing is he's saying, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. God loves to have fun. Now the evil one, he has to give his sign, and that's the red dragon. He's going to make it so it terrifies everybody. What Jesus did, nothing happened. The sign, the greatest sign in the history of sacred scripture appears and everybody yawns. So the devil's going to come. Oh, you made a sign, Lord? Watch my sign. I'm going to have a greater sign than you. So when the sign of the evil one comes, that's the red dragon. Okay, you're going to hear about it more than you heard about the greatest sign in the history of the sacred scriptures. And then what happens after that? Immediately after that, it says the children will go to the desert. Now that means we go, close our door, and read. See, Jesus is saying, I'm gonna have to force you now to read this. I've given you the opportunity to read it. But now, since you haven't really made it your life, I'm going to force you to read it. And that's why going to the desert and pray means to go to your room, close the door, and read. You are protected. Nothing's going to happen to you. Guaranteed. Jesus says it will be like the time of Noah. The time of Noah, one family survived. Everybody else was wiped out. But Noah and his family didn't even get wet. They got into the boat and were tossed around 40 days, 40 nights. But they started it was a new beginning for mankind. The second purification was Jesus dying on the cross, shedding his blood, washing the world clean. We started a new beginning. We weren't chained to the devil anymore. And now the third purification is of fire. And when this fire comes to earth, Jesus says, it will be like at the time of Noah. The children of the divine will, nothing will happen to them. Jesus says 4 things. What's coming, number one, he says, is the chastisement is going to be so great that the large majority of humanity will be gone. He says, number two, my mother is marking all the children of the divine will. Number three, he says the little children of the holy divine will, when the chastisement happens, it'll have little or no effect upon them. And number four, he says the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children of the holy divine will. That's Jesus' promise. I believe it. Because Jesus, what did Jesus say? Let them try to harm you. Let them try. They'll be fighting the fires of heaven. And that's what's coming. It's symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This fire of love is coming upon the earth. Those that hate God are under Our Lady's foot. And Our Lady says very clearly, my children are going to enter into eternity. The devil and his children will always be trapped in time and space. So the Lord is it's coming. You have to understand it's going to happen. And if you're afraid, you're keeping the devil alive in you with fear. If you're worried, you're keeping the devil alive in you with worry. You're feeding that demon of worry with fear. That's what and worry and anxiety and complaints and negativity and sin. You're keeping it alive. But if you are really free of that, you're filled with what? Peace, joy, and happiness. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to be afraid about. God's got great plans. And all He's asking of us is to be attentive. He says very, very clearly, to become that rainbow of peace. He says it'll bring a link of connection between the divine and the human. From it, my divine will shall have life on earth, and this shall be begin the fulfillment of my prayer, the Our Father, the prayer of the whole church. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what's coming. The first fiat lux already happened. The second fiat mihi already happened. The third fiat now is ours with Luisa. And it's going to happen. It's very close. Volume 12, 3:17-21. I behave with you like a teacher who wants his disciple to become perfect, either in medicine or in history or something else. It seems that he cannot speak about anything else. He keeps harping on that one point. I hate that. You know, you talk to somebody and all they are, they're focused. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm doing this. This is what I'm focused on. It's like there's more to it than, you know, you playing the harmonica. There's more to life than that. So I did with you. I, God, assumed the attitude of teacher of the divine will, and if I ignored all the rest, and this is what he's doing. Arnold Schwarzenegger spent 7 days a week lifting weights. Okay. If you look at him today, it's not really what he looked like, you know. So all that time he spent, it's the same thing. You know, I told you about the guy down the street from my house. He spent his entire life not helping anybody, not going to church. He had spent it on his lawn, and it was a beautiful, immaculate lawn. Somebody else came in and they tore it all up. They didn't want it. His whole life was wasted. If you're playing the harmonica, and there's nothing wrong with harmonicas, if that's your life, Jesus says, I want to give you abundant life. Here is the book of heaven. This is how to do it. Learn this. Study this. After I instructed you well, I manifested to you, Luisa, your mission of how the fulfillment of the fiat voluntas tua on earth shall begin in you, Luisa Picaretta. This is where it begins. She is the firstborn. She is the newborn. Go to Luisa. Go to Luisa. It's hers. Courage. And he says that to us as well. Nobody in your family wants this. Nobody in your neighborhood wants this. Nobody in your prayer group, the other prayer groups you have, wants this. I've been trying to convince one individual who's had a prayer group for over 20 years, and I can't get through. I just tried, and they don't want it. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. Courage. I see you're losing heart. Do not fear. That's what he says to us. You're going to be alone in this, but you're alone with Jesus, Mary, and Luisa. You shall have all of my divine will as your help, as your support. Go to your room, close the door, and pray. Nobody wants this. Nobody wanted Jesus at Bethlehem. Nobody wants Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. The churches are empty. Nobody wants to wear the scapular and pray the rosary, which Our Lady says three things. Pray the rosary, wear the scapular, and attend First Saturdays. We got a First Saturday today. Nobody wants that. In my diocese, the bishop said 20, 30 years ago, I want all priests only to say one Mass a day, and you have to anticipate a funeral and a marriage. So, since you're already praying a Mass, Sunday evening Mass, that's your Mass for the day. No more Saturday morning Masses. All Our Lady asked was one more Mass. That's all she asked. Pray the rosary, wear the scapular, attend First Saturday Masses. See, it's nobody wants what Jesus wants. Nobody wants what Mary wants. And so he's saying to us, I'm giving you the gift of gifts. I'm giving you the prodigy of prodigies. Do not lose heart. Do not fear. I will give you all of my divine will as your help and as your support. Volume 12, 3, 23, 21. Listen, I, Jesus, went around the earth over and over again. I looked at all creatures one by one in order to find the littlest of all souls. And among many, I found you, Louisa, you, the littlest of everyone. I liked your littleness, and I, God, chose you, Louisa. I, God, entrusted to you, Louisa, my angels, so that they might keep you, not to make you grow, but to preserve your littleness. Now I, God, want to begin the great work of the fulfillment of my most holy divine will. Nor shall you feel greater because of this. On the contrary, my divine will shall make you even smaller. You shall continue to be the little daughter of your Jesus, the little daughter of my most holy divine will. That's what Jesus is doing with us. If we link ourselves to Louisa, you'll become little and insignificant to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors, to your co-workers, to your parishioners, to your priests, to your bishops. You're going to be ignored, ridiculed, spit upon, laughed at, mocked. And Jesus says, good. This is what they did to me. You're going to be like me. So get used to it. Be courageous. Be strong. My divine will is with you. And so as you read, as you study, it's going to seem like it's going to be impossible. But God is going to take care of you. So when everything seems to go wrong, fiat. Lord, you're in charge. You're doing something because everything is collapsing. Okay? You're in charge. So expect things not to go perfectly, because God is perfecting you. It's not that they're going wrong. He's putting everything in order for you. The more that you can say fiat in all these situations, the more God can use you. But when you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, and sinning, God says, I can't use you. You haven't passed the test. So the Lord is saying, I'm going to take care of this. So he says very, very clearly to us. He says that. Volume 14, 6, 9, 22. My beloved Louisa. Now, this is so great. He called John his beloved. Now he says to Louisa, my beloved Louisa, how much love I feel for you. Now it's the same for, if we are linked to Louisa, we have to hear what Jesus is saying. How much love I feel for you. All the echo which I should give to all the others, but they refuse, I now concentrate in you. This is, you have to understand, your family doesn't want this. And God says, they don't want this. So I'm the love that I wanted to give to them in the divine will, I now fill you. The love of your neighbors, they don't want it. I fill you with that love. The love of your co-workers, they don't want it. I fill you with that love. The love of your parish, they don't want this. I fill you with that love. In you, I hear the echo of my creative word. Let us make man in our image and likeness. That's what God hears. When we say fiat, he hears him saying, let us make you in our image and likeness. I see the fulfillment of it. See, he knows the future. And St. Thomas Aquinas says, we have to live as if we are already there. If the veil was lifted and we can see the reality, he said we would be in the kingdom of God, in the glorified state, worshiping, praising God for all eternity. That's where we are, in eternity. Right now we're trapped in time and space. So Jesus says, I see the fulfillment already. Our holy divine will alone shall make man return to his first origin. Our holy divine will shall cast all the divine impressions into the human will, overwhelming one shall within the other, overwhelming the soul with God. And it shall carry him on its wings to the arms of his Creator. Not ugly as sin rendered him, but pure, beautiful, and similar to God, his Creator. Do you see what Jesus is doing? The wings, this is the prayer shawl of the Jews wear, the tilleth. The wings are the it's the hem, it's called. They're the four corners of the prayer shawl. So Jesus is showing here the connection with the Jewish faith. I wanted to bring you under my wings. This is what a father would do with his little children. And that's why the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment was healed. Because in Leviticus it says, if you touch the hem of the Messiah, you will be healed. See, this is what healing is. To become pure, beautiful, and similar to God. Under the wings of God. Under the tillet of God. See, God's got great plans. And he says, I already see it fulfilled. This is what I mean. We have to begin to live this life. It's not 1,000,000,000 miles away. It begins right now with fiat. With your fiat, great and glorious things are happening right within you. And that's what Jesus is waiting for. He says, I see it. I'm changing you from sin, which is ugly, to pure, beautiful, and similar to himself. That's what God has planned. That's what God wants. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We'll have the Holy Rosary in a few minutes, and then we'll have Holy Mass.